Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi everyone, welcome back. My name is Diana.
大家好，我是 Jenny。然后今天特别开心，我们有一个新主播，开源英语就是 Diana。
Hello everyone.
欢迎你，需要一些 drum roll 鼓声。戴安娜，最近我们的付费用户特别喜欢你的声音。
Thank you.
因为他是 anyway， 我们今天节目呢，就是开源英语的团队一直有新的主播 new talents 的加入啊，我们也希望这样可以让大家 you know exposing you guys to more different accents, to more kinds of personalities， 就不管是口音还是不一样的个性，就是大家这样会学习效果更好。所以今天呢，我们就来问问我们的开源新主播 our new host Diana 一些问题啊， get to know her a little. So if you want to get to know her a little more， 然后呢，大家有问题要问她，跟她互动，都可以到今天这篇，都可以到我们今天节目的微信推送，你只要关注我们的公众号“开源英语”就行了。另外我们两个这周还要做一次直播 live streaming、
yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
So exciting.
Yeah.
好，那你关注我们公众号呢，也会有各种各样开源英语会员的福利啊。先问一下 Diana， where are you from？
I am from California in the US, specifically the Bay Area, 硅谷。
啊，你是硅谷长大的。
Mm-hmm, yes.
你刚刚说 Bay Area，
Yes.
湾区、
uh-huh.
Bay 就是一个海湾
yeah,
然后好像你们来自旧金山的人通常会叫旧金山的 Bay Area、
mm-hmm. yes.
OK 然后你又说了硅谷 That would be Silicon Valley
Yes、It's the southern part of Bay Area So southern Bay Area、
yeah. OK 那你是一个 ABC
Yes
American born Chinese
Right, right
所以他在我们付费课程里面解说啊，他有的时候会稍稍的流露一两个中文的词，然后就有用户说：“好佩服戴安娜，就是中英文都那么好。
”I have my parents to thank because 特别是我妈妈，就是from the time we were kids, she always, you know, 督促我们要说中文。
Okay, so she was kind of the tiger mother.
Not that. She's a good, like, mix of the two. So、oh. she's kind of Western and then also, you know, some traditional Chinese values.
So sometimes she would be strict, 有严厉的部分、mm-hmm. but
other times she's more, you know, she gives me more freedom.
More relaxed.
Yeah.
好。那我觉得跟 Diana 也很有缘分因为其实 we just met, like,2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
You wrote me an email.
You remember.
当然了你可以讲讲这个故事我觉得也 yeah, it's amazing. It's a lovely story.
Yeah, so actually I had a previous coworker. She's my friend, Gao, hello. she recommended...your podcast because she listens to it to improve her English.
Oh, 谢谢你
And so, yeah, and so then I started listening to improve my Chinese.
对就我觉得就是戴安娜因为你毕竟是从小在美国长大、uh-huh. 所以你自己还是想中文学得更好。
嗯、mm-hmm.
所以他听我们开言英语因为我也讲很多中文然后 Spencer、
yeah.
又讲英文所以对你来说
yeah,
yeah. 你是觉得可以用它来学中文。
Exactly.
Okay.、
Yeah. So I was just, you know, very interested in like maybe joining and、mm. writing for you or sometimes coming on as a host too.、
Mm.
So it was very, serendipitous.
Serendipitous. 就是非常的就很有缘分啦对不对
yeah, yeah.
很巧啊、
mm-hmm.
然后如果大家可以听到一点点装修的声音我们也没办法因为 the real estate market is too hot in China so there's like 装修 construction going on every place we go basically、
yeah.
我们已经换了三个 studio 然后永远都有人在装修、
yeah.
对不起大家、just focus on Diana's story 那其实 soyour parents were from China, right? They're、mm. actually from Shanghai.
Yeah, yeah. They're born and raised in Shanghai.、
Mm.
Yeah.
那你听得懂上海话吗？小黑屋听得懂吗？
应应应
哦，应应应，侬会得讲吗？会讲吗？
讲得不好，
讲得不好。OK， But growing up, you really didn't spend that much time in China, right? You would come
some summers.
Okay,
so like every other summer, we would come and spend, you know, basically 3 months of the year. Yeah, and then we would, you know, go back home. But summers were spent here, so I understand the humidity and all the sweating. it's very hard to endure.
对 ABC 来说，你从小长大的身份认同 So in terms of your identity, did you think you were American or Chinese or American Chinese? Like, how did that play out for you?
So I think I consider myself a Chinese American because,
美籍华人
right, because I was still very Chinese in some ways, and I was raised in a more traditional way, you know, grades were important.
就爸爸妈妈觉得 grades 成绩还是很重要。
嗯，对。
对，因为我们就是母亲节那个节目嘛 ，Spencer talked about his upbringing and his parents, and he said his mom never cared about his grades. Really, that was, I think, that's maybe more typical like white American experience, right? 但是有一次我们聊天讲的一点让我很印象深刻啊。One thing that really struck me was you said after coming to China.You kind of realized you were more American than you thought, right?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't realize how much a part of the American culture like I had, you know, like is part of me, my identity. So, you know, it's interesting because once I come back to China, I'm like, wow, I'm actually way more American than I thought I was.
最主要体现的是 how does it manifest itself?In what ways most noticeably?
I think mostly it's in terms of communication. Americans like to be more direct. They're very, they say what's on their mind.
有就想什么就直接会说出来。
And I feel like a lot of Chinese people tend to, you know, kind of,Talk around things,
就是讲话比较绕弯，可能比较婉转 right?
Yeah.
So very often it's not what's said that's important.
It's not said.
Between the lines.
Exactly.
是吧？那英文说 between the lines 就是那个没有讲出来的信息，你要去解读它。
Right. And then I think a lot of people will, you know, beat around the bush, which is a term that we like to say when you're not being direct about something.
对，这个是美语里面特别好的一个slang 一个俚语啊 to beat around the bush, 就是绕弯是吧？
Yeah.
就是拐弯抹角那样的啊。好，那以后呢，戴安娜就会更多的出现在开言英语的播客里面，有我们潘吉杰妮告诉你的节目，然后包括最近很多的全英语付费课程都是他和 Adam 一起来搭配主持。
Yes,
I was reading some comments and people really love your pairing, 很喜欢你们的搭配。然后还有人说，哇，他们的 CP 值很高。
What's
that? CP 值你不知道吗
？No.
CP 我们说的就是 couple, like a romantic relationship.
CP 值
Yeah,
I'm learning something new.
这个英文可以怎么说啊 ？If you say, 就是 you know, you guys make a good couple. CP 值很高。
I said probably compatibility.
You guys are compatible.
Chemistry.
Chemistry.
Oh,
yeah,
chemistry,
like
yeah.
you guys would make.A good couple.
Oh.
好了，太八卦了。但不管怎么样吧，真的很开心。有新的主播，新的血液加入我们的团队。然后如果 if you are interested in working with us, 开言英语，不管是来可能创意方面一些微信上面的文章啊还是主持什么的大家都可以跟我们联系了、那最好的方式呢就是直接在我们的微信公众号后面给我们讲个话或者你可以把你自己的简历发到 hr@openlanguage.com 我们特别是在 内容方面 so in terms of content, the creative process, 这个创意方面we're looking for talents. 好那最后呢也要说一下就是大家关注我们的公众号因为我们最近推出了很多新的英语学习的福利然后希望给大家更好的一个学习体验然后呢我们的价格还是不变的现在有那么多新的主播有直播课 it's still 629块一年。
So very, very worth it.
Yeah, yes. 很值得的。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, we will see you next time. 然后想跟戴安娜互动接触就到今天这篇微信推送下面留言吧。And we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye.